It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship. It's the Worship and Wellness Broadcast, the podcast daily where we worship the Lord and we learn how to take care of our bodies. We thank you for joining us this morning, and we at this time would like to invite my dear wife to have our opening prayer.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for your protection throughout the night. We thank you for giving us another opportunity to be able to serve you on this day of your creation. And now we ask, as we go into this morning's broadcast and open up your word, that you will grant us wisdom and grace as we draw close to you. Please anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, is our prayer this morning. For all us ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about
Joshua chapter 1, our title is Be Strong and Courageous. Be strong and courageous. Let's pray. Father, as we read these words for the last days, help us to realize how important they are. Father, these words may not tell us exactly what the Pope is doing. They may not tell us exactly what is going to happen with the economy. It may not tell us how bad it's going to get, but it does tell us how to react to whatever comes. We thank you very much because many times we spend too much time talking about what the devil is doing and not about what you're doing and what you'll do through us. So bless us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Now, we learned that God cannot lie. He said he would be with him, that he would not forsake him. But God had trained Joshua. He had put Joshua to the test. Joshua had been faithful in the little things. Then God knew that he would be faithful in the bigger things, friends. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. You know, brothers and sisters, Joshua didn't think too highly of himself than he should. Therefore, God had to let him know that he had exalted him. When we humble ourselves, brothers and sisters, we are in a better position to receive the blessings of God. The problem that we have is we're not humble. And because we have pride, God can't work through us and the way he wants to. Doesn't mean that, because he's very patient, that he's not doing a work, but or allowing a work to be done. But he's not accomplishing in us all that he would like to accomplish because we are too proud. And God wants to humble us if we will not humble ourselves, but he prefers that we humble ourselves. God wants to do a great work in you, whoever you are. Those of you in Virginia, Maryland, Ohio, Alabama, Tennessee, Africa, Asia. God wants to do a great work in your life, and he wants to use you to save souls. So be strong, be courageous. God has a great work, but keep yourself humble before the Lord and be obedient. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law, see, this is the key. Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wanderer lone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful, radiant beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. He could work with Joshua as long as Joshua stayed in the Word. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That means it would control everything Joshua would say. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That means it would control everything Joshua would think, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. That means that it would control everything Joshua would do. So Joshua, God was saying, if you let the word, my words, control what you think, say, and do, I'm going to prosper you. Friends, that promise is for all of us. If we allow God's word to control what we think, say, and do, God says, I will prosper you. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Tell that to the Republicans and to the Democrats. You see, the Democrats want a lot of the borders to be open, because if they open the borders, there's lots of human bodies. And once they get voting rights, they're going to vote Democrat. That's the hope. And so they're doing it not because they have this great love for Hispanic people or Haitian people or whatever, but because they want the future of the party to be secure. That's not a good reason, friends, to do something that's reckless. The Republicans want to win. That's why they represent and stand behind a certain person, regardless of his morality or lack thereof, honesty or lack thereof. Whether or not he promoted an insurrection or not, it doesn't matter. You see, they couldn't be Joshua, because Joshua had to allow God's word to control everything he thought, said, and did. He could not deviate just because his political party would think bad of him. Oh, my friends, we have a long way to go. And then we bring those kind of politics into the church, and it's not about what is truth anymore. It's not about what is Bible and spirit of prophecy anymore, which is talked about in the Bible, by the way. It's not about the truth anymore. It's about pleasing a pastor, pleasing a conference official, pleasing a group of men and women who are pushing an agenda, brothers and sisters. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. My friends, God is calling for us to be strong and of good courage. He wants humble vessels, people like Joshua. Notice Joshua started off being Moses' minister. That doesn't mean he's Moses' preacher. That meant he ministered to the physical needs that Moses had, made sure Moses had the water that he needed to drink or whatever he did. Joshua was a servant, and we have to have that mindset, brothers and sisters, to serve. And unfortunately, we tend to lean toward arrogance when God does something great in us or something positive. And that's why God can't use a lot of people to do the great thing he wants to do, because we wouldn't give him the glory. Oh, my friends, give God the glory. Give him the glory. He's due this glory. Praise the Lord, my friends. And we need to pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for teaching us to be strong and of good courage based on our allowing the Bible to control what we think, say, and do. Please help us that we will stay humble, for you are about to do a great work. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my dear brothers and sisters, it's time now for us to transition with the torso song. We'll be back in a little while where we'll talk about taking care of your liver.
There is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormality may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth,
because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave, in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Praise the Lord. We just want to take a second here and grab a link. All right, Facebook, God bless you. And we wanted to just grab a link real quickly. All righty. All right, friends, God is good. And it's time now to talk about the liver. You know, I like to remember the fact that the liver has live in it. You can't live without a liver. You can have many of your body parts removed from your body surgically, and you can still live. Many people are amputees. You can even have even some internal organs. You can take a lung. You can take a kidney, you know. But you can't live without your liver. The liver performs lots of different functions. It's part of your immune system. It's part of your digestive system. It helps in the manufacture of blood. It just does so much. There's endocrine functions, hormonal functions that are related to the liver. And so we just want to keep the liver healthy. Now, the best thing to do is always focus on the live free lifestyle. Live free. Live free stands for love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. When you understand physiology, you understand that that's the first place to start. Of course, I have an herbal extract I'm going to be sharing with you, the liver herbal extract, liver cleanse herbal extract. It just says liver herbal extract here, and you have a link there. So we have herbs that God has given, and just so you know, real quickly, what the ingredients are. Let me just for this, I'm going to turn my light up a little bit. Okay, so you're talking about, these are good herbs for the liver: milk thistle, dandelion, garlic, burdock, barberry. Those are some top herbs for the liver, and we have them in the herbal extract, okay? Now, that being said, while we do believe that God has given us natural herbs and even hydrotherapy treatments, and you can do a liver pack. A liver pack is basically grapefruit, a ground-up grapefruit with Epsom salt sprinkled on it. So you just grind up a grapefruit, chop it up, and just blend it like in a Blendtec or Vitamix, and just sprinkle Epsom salt in there. It makes a series of slush. And then you just kind of put it like in a linen cloth and put that over your liver and just wrap it. Wrap it with saran wrap, okay, and maybe sleep with it. It helps pull toxins out of your liver. For people who have liver congestion, liver problems. So Epsom salt and grapefruit, liver pack. We can do all these natural remedies, but we've got to look at lifestyle. So if you look at love God, that is having a trusting relationship with God, and that is the solution to our stress problems. We tend to be all stressed out because we don't trust God. And maybe you have problems in your home. Give it to God. Problems on the job. Give it to God. Problems at church. Give it to God. And follow his principles. It will bring you peace. Sometimes God wants you to walk away from a situation. And sometimes God wants you to handle it differently than you're handling it. But, you know, when you put your trust in him and you just give the issue over to him and you stay humble and you decide you want to follow it his way and represent him at all times, he's going to honor you. He's going to bless you and work you through. And then all this burden that you got on your shoulder, you're able to take it and give it over to him, and he'll take it. And the Bible says the government shall be upon his shoulders. God's shoulders can handle a whole government. So what are your problems? Okay. So it reduces your stress. When you are stressed, you don't digest well. The Bible even tells you that in Proverbs 3. After it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding in verse 5. In verse 8 says, doing that will be health to your navel. Well, what's your navel? That's your belly button. So you have a healthy belly button. Yay, healthy belly button. What does your belly button do? It does nothing. It's simply a indicator that you would have a healthy digestion. That's what God is trying to tell us. Our digestion would be healthy if we trust God, you see. And so when you don't trust God, you don't have good digestion. Everybody knows there's a relationship between worry and ulcers, okay? People know that if you have IBS or Crohn's, that stress tends to exacerbate and cause flare-ups in your system. And so we're talking about the liver. If you're not digesting well, all of these contents of your food that get into the blood, they have to go through the liver to be processed. And so if you have things that are not digested well, it places a burden on that liver, my friends. And the liver is all burdened down because we don't digest well. Why? Because that first law, live free, is the love of God is not there, friends. And so that's what we need to recognize. Then you move to and that's just one aspect of that shows how the liver is affected. Then you include temperance, friends. When you have toxic substances that you put in your body, or you have a life of excess, so you can have good food, but you eat too much food, it still burdens the liver. If you drink alcohol, it burdens the liver. If you smoke cigarettes, it burdens the liver. If you smoke weed, it burdens the liver, okay? Every toxic substance and every excess tends to burden the liver, all right? Now we move to V, vital water. You can't have toxins removed from your body or waste removed from your body without water. The Bible, the body uses water to remove waste through the kidneys and urination, waste through the colon and defecation, waste, water is used in the lungs for respiration, in the skin for perspiration. And so when you don't have efficient elimination, the liver gets burdened because it's the organ of detoxification. More toxins will be present because you're not using the other organs because you don't have enough fluid, and then you place a burden on the liver. So you've got to have vital water. Then eat healthy. When you eat the flesh of dead animals, all those excessive proteins, which break down the purines and acids and all that stuff, that places a burden on your liver to break down and take those proteins and make them into amino acids. The liver does that. And so when you have all these concentrated animal proteins, the liver is burdened. Our bodies weren't made to handle that. And so you're kind of dying before your time. So you're doing it. And then when you also eat refined foods, white flour products, the whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead, okay? When you have all these white flour products and stuff, that burdens the liver because it's got to take all those starches and stuff and turn them into simple sugars. The liver does that. And so you burden the liver by our diet. And so eat healthy is important. Fresh air, you know, it's invigorating. It helps all the organs get that electrical charge and oxygenated charge, and we need to have fresh air. You will always have a sluggish system if you don't get enough fresh air. And then rest. Friends, we don't have rest. We end up having stress. We end up having an immune system that's compromised, and all that tends to burden the liver. And then exercise. Exercise is wonderful for your liver because the toxins can be reallocated to the skin in perspiration, and all the blood is moving better because of good circulation. And we just want to encourage you to make sure you get good exercise. And, of course, vitamin D with sunlight helps to build your immune system. It helps to help you have less stress. So many different positive things happen because we get vitamin D and melatonin from sunlight exposure. So you've got to follow the right lifestyle, friends, to take care of your liver. We do also recommend coffee enemas. We don't drink coffee, but we do recommend coffee enemas. You take three tablespoons in a quart of water and boil it for 15 minutes. That's how you make a quart of the coffee enema. And then you want to get organic organic ground coffee. A good place to get some really potent coffee like that for enemas is Cafe Mam. You can just go to CafeMam, I think, .com, or just Google Cafe Mam, either with two A's in there, like Yes Ma'am, Cafe Mam. And they've got some really powerful, good coffee for therapeutic. You want to get the therapeutic roast, the ground therapeutic roast. Check it out. But you can use other coffee, like an organic coffee. I've even seen Walmart carry an organic ground coffee. If you can't get organic, you know, Folgers, Maxwell House, but the worst to get would be decaffeinated. So I wouldn't even do an enema with decaffeinated, okay? But try to get organic, okay? Because then you know you're not putting any chemicals or anything like that in your system. Coffee enemas. Remind you, get those herbs that have milk thistle, dandelion, there was another one in here that was a prominent one. Let me get a light again. Barberry. That's what I was thinking about, barberry. So that's our topic for today, our liver cleanse topic. There you have it. There's a link. You can get that. When you do, make sure you put TORSO20 in the coupon code. I'm giving you a coupon code. Put TORSO20 in the coupon code. You will save $5 on all herbal extracts at this present time. $5, the sale is still going on. It affects extracts, doesn't affect other things, but that's $5, friends. And shipping is free. So you get a really good deal. This costs you $20 a month supply. And just get your liver cleaned out, my friends. May God bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. We're going to the phone lines, and we'll start roll call at this time. We have Brother Peyton. Good morning, Brother Peyton, and he's from North Carolina. We've got Sister Vicky. Good morning from Sister Vicky from Georgia. We've got Sister Glorious from Virginia, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. And she says good morning. We've got a good morning from the country of Kenya in Africa. My brother, I just watched a little documentary of some of the wildlife there in Kenya. So we have good Brother Brian. And he says good morning to all. And we've got Michigan also represented here on Facebook. On the call, we have represented Ohio. We have Ohio again, Ohio again, Ohio again. All right, Ohio is well represented today. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware. Delaware again. We have Michigan. We have Oklahoma. We have Ohio again, we have Iowa, we have New York, and we have Georgia. Phone lines are open. Anyone have anything they want to share, please press *6. We've got Sister Leilani on the line, and this is Tuesday, the 26th. We've got plenty of time before the top of the hour. You've noticed, friends, that some of our messages are a little shorter. Sometimes God just says change it up a little bit and give people more time to spend time with the Lord. Amen. So we do that as the Spirit leads. It's time to hear your thoughts. Good morning, Sister Leilani.
Pray for John McAdear. He is in hospice, and I want to share some of the things that I've learned with him. And also, Joshua Fleming will be leaving for Saudi Arabia on the 29th of September, and he will be there for six months and just pray for him that he will be able to share the Lord with people there, because he is a very devout Christian, and he will be getting married in August of next year when he returns from his tour in Saudi Arabia. So please pray for him.
Amen. Let me just get those names again. I heard John McAdear, who is in hospice. And
John
then
McAdear.
Is it McAdear?
McAneer. Same as mine.
McAneer. Same as yours. Okay.
Yes. And Joshua Fleming.
Joshua Fleming. And he's going to Saudi Arabia. Okay. Thank you for those prayer requests. And we're asking not just us on this call, but those of you who are listening, add these to your prayer list, friends. Add these to your prayer list. Thank you, sister. God bless you. God bless you. I want to ask that we pray for some very good friends, and I want to give you all an update. I hadn't given a public update. So I have some very good friends who have been jailed wrongly. They've helped the ministry in labor, helping us out here. And anyway... the wife took a plea, but I believe she took a plea so that she could lessen her jail time. And I am asking God that God prepare a big fish. You know, Jonah didn't do exactly what God wanted him to do, but God didn't forsake Jonah. Jonah didn't do what he was supposed to do because he was afraid. He was afraid of going to Nineveh. Sometimes we make decisions out of fear and not out of faith. I personally don't believe that the individual is guilty, and I'm of the mind. I don't judge anybody else, but if I'm not guilty, to me it's lying to plead guilty. But at the same time, everybody is not where I am, but God is still not forsaking his people. So I'm asking God to provide a big fish that even when we make a mistake, but we have a good heart, that because I believe God wants them to be out of jail, therefore, and be exonerated. And I'm just asking God to send that big fish, whatever that big fish is, some miracle. You know, nobody would have ever mentioned it. It never happened before in the history of the world that a fish would swallow a man. But God is in control. He has 1,000 ways to deliver, and he loved Jonah. Jonah got discouraged. Jonah got upset. Jonah didn't want to do what God said, so he ran. But God didn't forsake Jonah. Some of you all are Jonas. You're not doing what God says. You might be running. And you know what? You might be messing up somebody else's life, because Jonah almost got those men killed. And Jonah said, I'm the one. Throw me overboard. But he never thought that God loved him enough to send a big fish. We're praying for a big fish so that, you know, from a human perspective, you can change your plea in most states. So I understand. I'm not a lawyer. Before sentencing. So sentencing is sometime in November. I'm asking God to provide a big fish that would encourage her to change her plea to the truth. And so I'm asking the church family to pray for her. Her husband as well will be having to go to trial. We want to pray for his exoneration as well. And, you know, looking on the surface, it doesn't look good. I mean, you know, these are poor people. They don't have money. They don't have money for good defense attorneys. You know, they're just dealing with public defenders, and they're just swamped. They can't give good defense to most of their clients. And it's just, they just kind of get them to take pleas for the most part. But nonetheless, my brothers and sisters, we're going to pray. And we serve a God who can do anything but lie and fail. Isn't that right? So, if there's anybody else, press *6. We'd love to hear from you. Continue to pray for our school and the students as they go through taking their quizzes, taking their lessons. And if I'm praying for the ministry, that God will give us direction as we are approaching the, you know, we're in the, you know, headed to the fall time. I don't know if we're in fall now. I'll get that all mixed up. But it's coming. If it's not here, and, you know, you start thinking about the new year. God has great things in store for all those who will be faithful to him. And I believe this ministry is, and I believe God is going to do some great things, particularly in the end of this year and in the new year. And so we just ask you to pray for Torso Ministry. We are striving to be a light, and we are striving to be a humble light, to allow others to be empowered and to be trained and to do better than what we do by the grace of God. Jesus said, greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. If we can train others, then we can do a greater work because there's more people spreading the gospel. Amen? That's what we want to do, friend. All right. God is good. There's no one else. We'll go ahead and turn it over to my lovely wife that she might take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time of worship. And now we put before you a petition that has been asked, Lord. We want to pray for John and his transition into hospice. We ask, Lord, that you would bring him comfort and that his heart has been surrendered to you as he goes through this time. And we want to pray that you would be with the family in support of his transition and to help him, Lord, by keeping him in prayer as is needed for his comfort. We pray for Joshua that you will return your son back so that he will be ready for his bride in August. We pray for his protection as he relocates, Lord, over to Saudi Arabia for his duty there for the next 6 months. So we pray that you would keep a hedge of protection around and about him and his team, his troops that are there. And we just ask that as each one is praying that you answer these silent petitions in accordance with your perfect will, and that you will continue to be with our friends that are jailed. And we just ask, Lord, that you can work the mighty miracles that need to be worked in their favor. You are the true and only fair judge. And we know as we put matters before you that you will work out every case in accordance with your perfect will. And we pray that you will help us throughout this day as we continue to do service unto you. May we also do service unto man. These things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord. That is from the Master's Chorale, and we'll have that at this time.
I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die.
I will sing.